the long-term effects of car crashes, blooper reel, and extras.
So, this fic is loosely titled the Brian O'Connor spinal cord injury fic. It's all Opal Song's fault.
I'll cop to that.
And I'm not exactly sure how we got there. Opal Song, take it away.
Well, so in researching this, I once again watched the scene in Fast and the Furious 4, because that's where it came from. And I once again was like, this is all I want. This is the only thing I want from this scene. So I know exactly how it happened in my brain.
It is with this that we have come to the conclusion that Brian needs to have a fucking spinal cord injury.
Why would we do this? This is so sad and terrible.
Because it's delicious and depraved.
You know, but it looks almost like Brian can't really stand up in that scene. Like, you've seen him try and he kind of just falls down. And so I figure with a little bit of tweaking, this scene could be rewritten so that Brian has no use of his legs at all. He could have a spinal cord injury because, oh my goodness, that car flipped over like 8 times. And even if you have a roll cage, like, there's only so much it can do.
And then I argued he used his legs to get out of the car. And Opal Song was like, walking spinal injury. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Walking spinals are a thing. They are actually a thing where you can have a spinal injury and still be walking around, maybe have slight pain, have no idea that you have a spinal injury. And then, say, getting pushed to the ground and have a gun shoved in your face. And then later being hauled bodily and propped up against something, like just basically moving your spine around, can slip it just enough that you then have a full spinal injury.
And in the meantime, Mia and that adorable little Asian FBI girl, who is underutilized in every way, because Monica Fuentes is the best at all of the things. And I love her very much. And I want her to be in everything, okay? I need it to have Monica Fuentes.
Yeah, super injured, super arrested. Insurance or workers' compensation or something. Because he was injured on the job, technically. So, like, I'm not going to worry about sort of monetarily. How are they going to pay for it?
No, seriously, the FBI has to pay for that shit. They build a ramp, but they have no Jesse to use it as a skateboarding platform.
No, why would you say this? Can't Jesse be alive in this universe?
No. And I do this just to hurt you. You should know that by now.
Jesse will always be alive in my head. Though he could have. It's a missed
opportunity.
It's a missed opportunity for him to figure it out.
And then gets in and drives off. And there's this long, angry, quiet Dean Winchester silence in the front seat of the Impala. I'm sorry, the Charger. And he's like, the fuck was that? And Brian goes, yeah, so, we meant to tell you, but my legs don't work so good.
You know, we could even have it be a little bit more avoidy than that, you know, because they don't want to actually talk about anything. Because remember that the Charger's been modified. Like, if Brian
that would drive him crazy. There's all these been hand modified. Buttons. He goes, what the fuck are all these hand buttons?
Like, they're still building
shit
back.
So seriously.
What?
He always takes that cop shit so seriously.
Well, you know, he did sort of betray them. Kind of.
They were sort of criminals first.
Well, true, but still. I love you, Audacity. You're great. And that really works in this universe as well, because the power dynamics in this universe are such that Brian is really the one who pushes in the relationship. Like, eventually it'll even out and it'll be a give and take. But at the beginning, it's definitely Brian who pushes, because Dom's still on this, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to want.
I just love cock slut Dom.
Yes,
that there should be, like, huge amounts of cock slut Dom writing. Like, I think that should be a whole genre.
Yes.
Just fic where he's a total cock slut. Letty's his main bitch, but she knows he needs to get it where he can get it.
But I want them to get married, because it would be so great.